Maybe. That's a band called Richie Blackmore's Rainbow there for you, and from the album called Rainbow Rising. That was called Starstruck, a nice bouncy track for you here on Westside Radio International 6280. Very good morning to you. We have a letter here from a radio station called Radio Merlin. I bet you never heard of that one. There's a new one for you there, Radio Merlin. There's also a sample QS data card sent to Westside Radio, and there's frequencies given out here as well on this station. I don't know, it doesn't say much about the power, but I'll read out as much as I can here on this QS data card. And they also send a reception report to Westside Radio International. Now, right now, it was sent on the 3rd of the 6th, 1985, this reception report, and the English is language is English, of course, with a signal simple rating of 23322. Interference Dutch identified radio. My receiver is a Grundig satellite 3400 and my antenna is a long wire vertical. And he would like a QSL card, of course. Now, what did we see? Did he say what time? 10:20 in the morning he was listening, and of course that was on GMT. And it's from a guy called Carlo Bala, Bella or Barbara or something like that, I'm not sure, B-E-L-L-A-B-A-R-B-A, Bella, Barbara, something, not sure about that, and that's of course in Italy. So good morning to you if you're listening to Westside Radio this morning. We give you some details of Radio Merlin, a nice photograph of Merlin, I should say, not Merlin, and now we'll give you frequencies of this station. Italian frequency is 93.5 megahertz. North European frequency is 9975 kilohertz. South European frequency is 1169 kilohertz. World frequency is 11645 kilohertz. 11645. That sounds like the 25 meter band there, doesn't it? 11465. 11645 kilohertz. Anyway, it's worth a try there. Now, it says Radio Merlin is album tracks, transmitters AM 1169 kilohertz, 1 kilowatt, I think, FM 93.5 megahertz, and commas again, 1.5 WRP, I think it is. It looks like that anyway. Stereo tone pilot, shortwave 9975 and 11645. Transmission hours, weekdays 9 to 2, Sundays 24 hours. Location, well, I don't know whether this is a legal station or one of the hobby stations. I'm not sure about that. It gives degrees and all sorts of things here. We better not get it out in the air just in case. It says, independently owned and operated by Italian music lovers. So we can give it a try there anyway, and see if you can pick them up. That's Radio Merlin, M-R-I-L-Y-N, that's the way it's spelled here anyway. And that's from a good friend there in Carlo Bella Barbara, I think that's the way you pronounce it, something like that anyway. And a very nice QSL card. You must get some more details on that station there, because I never heard of it anyway. So there you go. And a very nice, as I said, QSL card, sample copy there to Westside Radio here as well. So that's nice to hear. Somebody is listening out there to us this morning. And we're going to play you a golden oldie from 1971 from a band called Nazareth, one of the albums that is deleted by now. There's a track here which is called Dear John. So we'll give that a try, see what it sounds like here on Westside Radio this morning. The time right now is 11:54, coming up to 5 to, I should have say, nearly 12 o'clock. Here's Dear John for you.
International Bureau News. Broadcasting from Dublin, Ireland on 628 kilohertz in the European 48 meter band shortwave. Good morning.
Listen to radio. The go where you go medium for radio.
In the morning with the Upholstan Mama Radio. the way I understand it, this person came into your home and stole all of your radio.
Every radio I had to my name.
Including transistors?
Yes. Well, he left me one earplug, I'll say that for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he take anything else?
Just the radios. And a couple of pieces of fruit.
I see. Well, what's
a banana and two cacao figs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deny him the fruit.
No. Are you and your husband going to replace the radios?
Well, you'll have to. Arthur is late for work because he has no radio to keep reminding him of the time and traffic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to keep me company while I work around the house.
I can imagine.
We have a 10-room house. We had a radio in every room.
Then he stole all 10 radios?
11.
11?
He also stole the car.
The government wants to close them down, but we want them to stay. The playing sounds of Sweet Home Land. So don't take them away.
When you're walking down the street with a transistor radio, everybody has a good time. You can dance to the beat of your transistor radio, even when the sun don't shine. You can hear your favorite rock and roll, rhythm and blues fill out a store. Yeah, we love the pirate station. We love the pirate station. We love the pirate station. Don't let them take them away. Swinging DJs playing top 40 records, they can really turn you on. Now the government's trying to close down the stations. What'll happen when they're gone? You won't hear the music that you like any old time of day.
Logs from Podney Size in Cornwall. Good morning, Podney. Nice to see you're still listening to the radio there every Sunday morning. Quite a lot of nice receptions and stations here. Now, starting off our Sunday log, 6200 was Falcon Radio at 1111. 6202 was Rebel Radio Network at 1019. 6240 kHz, Weekend Music Radio at 1018. 6268 was Capital Radio International at 0902. We had a QSO with Capital Radio last week, so if there's anyone listening there in Capital, a very good morning to you. Westside Radio on 6280 kHz and at 0944. 6300 Channel Radio International at 0850. I think that's GMT. All the times here, yes, GMT. Radio Dublin on 6910 at 0819. And up to the 39 meter band, 7295 Radio Earth via Radio MI, I think it is, at 0820. 7350 kHz, Radio 101 at 0823. 7350 kHz KBC Radio via Radio 101 at 1022, and that's from Podney Sides in Cornwall. And we should thank Podney for those logs. Now we have some logs here from Barry and Ruth in Blackpool, and we get them out of the envelope. Very good morning to everyone out there. And we also have our airwaves news bits and pieces as well, so we'll give you some details on that little magazine, which is a bunch of guys got together. Very nice to see someone trying to make an effort on little mags here from Dublin, Ireland, because there doesn't seem to be many magazines from Ireland at all now. There was at one stage an Irish radio news, monthly radio magazine, which went out in March 1983. And I have a souvenir copy here of it, but it actually belonged to Radio Ireland, I think. So I still have it safe, and since that, nobody has put a magazine out, so we've given you details of our little magazine later on. Now, most of these logs we read out from, of course, Tony, and we're just going to flip through this here, and any ones we didn't read out. On 6206 is Radio Bridgette at 1200 GMT. And unidentified station was heard on 6288 kHz at 0846. Channel radio, I think we read that out. 6312 kHz, unidentified, in brackets it says Dutch Boy. 6317, unidentified, in brackets again, Enterprise Radio. 6340 kHz, Radio Nikhail at 0948 GMT. And of course, the rest of them was 7350 KBC Radio, Radio 101 and Radio Benelux there at 08750 and 0900 GMT. Now, other bits and pieces we're going to read out from other different stations over there in the UK. Land-based stations, it says here, on Friday, Radio Merseywaves, as promised, was on the air on 1242 kHz. Saturday saw them joined by Stourton Community Radio on 1026 kHz. And on Sunday, these in turn were joined by KISS FM on 102.8 MHz from midday till 6 p.m. Now that was interesting, the stations are all sticking together there in Liverpool, and one waits for the other to come on, so that's even more interesting there. Manchester, no stations on from its area at all this week. We said this before, and it was a low FM station from Wallowfield area called ABC 103 every Sunday afternoon. Apologies to them for all this. And R&I on 105 court case took place in this week, just gone. It says the two operators were fined £150 and £500 with costs, which was a bit steep considering the smallness of the station and the fact they had only been operating a few days. It's understood they were intend to appeal, so a rather hefty fines there for the operators of R&I 105 there. Now to Midlands, thank you to Steve and reports area. Radio WX were noted last weekend on 102.585, announcing 103.5 from the Stafford area with an increase in power on previous transmissions. Sounds Alternative on 1179 kHz, Subway Sound on 102.5 MHz, Country Radio on 94.4, and UK Radio on 103.5 MHz were all logged last weekend. UK Radio have issued 4 of their newsletters available to help about a copy to review, it says here. Edinburgh, Radio Free City is back from this area. It broadcasts in 95.6 MHz each Sunday from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. The signal covers most of the capital, but seems stronger in the west. It's only regular free radio station in central Scotland, and it gives a mailing address. How about dropping the line? The mailing address is 12-2 Cloverston Drive, Edinburgh. So you can drop them a line there if you like. Now, London area, the north of the area first, and Paul Graham reports from Herefordshire Sound on air today on 1575 kHz. Alan Porter of Essex reports several London stations on the air last Sunday, including Skyline, APR, LWR, Horizon Solar, and London Greek, all on FM, with Southeast Sounds on 1188 kHz AM. So that's very, very interesting there. There's a station here as well going to be calling themselves, I thought it was Skyline, but it is actually Skywaves. Sometime around the end of this month, they will appear either on shortwave or medium wave. We're not sure of frequencies yet. They're trying to get themselves a clear frequency on both on medium wave and on shortwave. That's station to look out for, Skywaves Radio. The power output, I'll imagine, would be around the 50-watt mark there, both on shortwave and medium wave. Now, other bits and pieces we have to have a just quick look through, and we'll see how things are on other Irish stations here. Now, other Irish stations from Merseyside Pirate presenter Kevin Palmer has been heard doing an early show on Radio West. He's replaced Dave Rogers, who left recently. The FM service from this station has suffered many breaks of late. Some changes in frequencies reported, and the latest last Tuesday news from Sean Brady tells us they are now on 96.9 MHz, a much poorer signal and no stereo. At close down each night, the station invites listeners abroad to write in with reception reports. Then the French station on 765 kHz closes down at 11 p.m. nightly. West signal travels much further, reports to be sent to Radio West, Patrick Street, Mullingar, County Westmeath. So if you want to drop them a line there, the address once again is Radio West House, Patrick Street, Mullingar, County Westmeath, and that's in the Republic of Ireland. With recent announcements of legislation, Bethany Radio have been broadcasting promotional tapes stating if you want to continue to listen to the station, contact your local politicians and other in power. The tape has been heard on both Bethany stations. A petition entitled Save Bethany have been circulated, and a lot of names have been collected. Of course, this will now not be needed, as this station has been shelled indefinitely. Full reports on this event can be found in next week's newspaper cutting. See earlier details how to obtain them. So I think that's much is there from, of course, Blackpool report. And next on to our little magazine, and then after that we have our CB news from the Lima Alpha Group, so that should be interesting as well. Airwaves is the name of this little magazine, and unfortunately the type isn't 100% on it, so I know there's a couple of guys working very hard on this little magazine, and I give them, it's really a very good magazine. If you could get the print a little bit bigger there, lads, especially to Paul Barrett there, very good morning to you, and we'll give you details on how to get this magazine. Just inside, we have postal rates. Where did I see them? I saw them somewhere. It gives also a little bit of DX pieces, and we're looking for the address. We did see it somewhere, yes, we have it right now. The address to Airwaves. Now, let me see what it says here. here's an interesting piece for anyone who wants to advertise anything. All ads are free, in fact, to the magazine. Classified ads are 5 pence per word, and make all checks, post orders payable to Brendan Gaffney. So don't forget that, Brendan Gaffney, if you want to put a couple of free ads into it. All ads are free. Classified ads are 5 pence per word. Now, payment to Airwaves Ireland and Britain, 35 pence, including a self-addressed envelope, or two IRCs, or 60 pence, or 60 pence. Europe, three IRCs, or 40 pence, and postage, and no self-addressed envelopes. Elsewhere, three IRCs. So there you go, if you're interested there in the in this little magazine. The address is, I'm trying to make it out here, it's, as I said, the print is so small on it, it's quite a pity because it's quite a good magazine here. Let me see what it says here. Paul Barrett, care of S something, Mountjoy Parade, North Circular Road, Dublin, Ireland. It's a pity they couldn't get the address a little bit clearer there, it would help them out a little bit more. And Paul Barrett, care of S.I. It's like S.I.O. or something like that, whatever it means by that. Mountjoy Parade, it's not a number in fact, it's not a number here. Quite a pity because we can hardly make it out. Paul Barrett, care of Mountjoy Parade, North Circular Road, Dublin, Ireland, if you're interested in it. We'll drop him a line and get the proper address. We don't know whether that is the actually one or not, because it's kind of blotted out a little bit and we can't see it. And it's quite a pity because there's all sorts of bits and pieces and very interesting bits and pieces about free radio and all in it. And wherever he gets it photocopied, I don't know, because it's not at all very clear to the eye. You want to have magnifying glasses on it. It's quite a pity because, as I said once again, it is a nice little magazine. And it's on the July issue. Caroline Dublin, 96.4 FM Music, it has on the back of it. So, we'll get more details on this magazine. We'll drop them a line ourselves and get the address to read out on the station here. Now, I think that's all the news. We've gone through the Lima Alpha news. There's something about Prince Terry here. We'll just have a quick look at it. It's been announced in a national Irish newspaper that Magic 103 is up for sale at a near £100,000. It was BRI birthday on the 15th of June. We're 5 years old. Also, Radio Bill has arrived, and according to Prince Terry, he has a couple of months left. It might not come until next September when the Dáil come back after their holidays. Well, hopefully we'll have another couple of months until next year. We might have all next year by the way things are going. Anyway, we'll get you the Lima Alpha news from the 11 meter band, which is always very interesting. It was quite interesting last week in Long as well. So, we'll have that in just a few minutes for you. The time right now is about 12:18 here at Westside Radio, and we just flick a button here and hope for the best. So here's the Lima Alpha news coming up, and we're counting as usual here and start it. Here we are.
AM by kind permission of the Sirius Limerick, and also on 27.025, the mode is also AM, by kind permission of the Big W Club in Waterford. DX conditions. Propagation for the week it just gone was very good. There is certainly a big increase in DX contacts compared with the same time last year. From Iceland down to Spain, there was a large amount of stations booked with crazies. Contacts with Yugoslavia, Hungary and Poland were also achieved, but they took a lot more effort and certainly a lot more timing. On 10, 20 and 80 meters, DX was not so good with comparison with 11 meters, and only slight openings were had from time to time. On the shortwave scene, some good shortwave stations were heard recently. Radio Berlin International on 41 meters, that would be 7.180. Also, Trans World Radio on the 31 meter band, along with Romeo Sierra Alpha, Johannesburg, on 16 meters. Also heard in there, with good signals, Radio Australia on 17.715. And finally, Radio Damascus on 17.825. And now the Space Shuttle. The Americans hope to send up the Space Shuttle on the 12th of July. And this time, it is hoped to have two radio operators on board. The call sign for the ham operators will be Whiskey Alpha 3 November Alpha November. I will give you that one again, and also the frequency, so we have pen and paper handy. The call sign of the amateurs on board will be Whiskey Alpha 3 November Alpha November. So you want to keep in touch with the Space Shuttle, tune into the frequencies. 14.295 low sideband. Also 3.860 low sideband. It is also hoped to have equipment that they can also walk the 21.392 upper sideband, if at all possible. Also on the DX scene, we have a letter from the Drogheda District DX Club, which has recently been formed around the Drogheda area. We have a letter from Robert, who informs us that they have got their QSL card, which he enclosed one in the envelope. So do listen out for the Drogheda DX group. And now some news from the special event stations. We have been told recently by the Shannon Valley 44 Sean from Ahaska near Ballinasloe and Galway that himself and Les and a couple of other operators are going to high ground before July is out. So listen out for Galway. And also, speaking to Ian Fox Alpha 1 last week, Ian informed us there that the special event station on the Dublin Mountains will be organised for August. They are setting up a caravan on the Dublin Mountains, so that will also be well worth listening. And I will repeat again a comment I made last week, and that is, if you do call DX, do QSL. One item for sale this week, it is Electronica 360. It has AM and single sideband. It has 240 channels on the 11 meter band and 120 channels on the 10 meter band. Also with Electronica is a DV27. We have no price on this, so we are looking for offers. It has been sold by John in Kells for a friend of his in the area. So any offers for the 360 Electronica, also with the mobile antenna, whatever, to John in Kells or myself or to the PO Box 1387. I now hand the microphone over to Brendan Costello, President of the National CV Council of Ireland. Good evening, listeners on the frequency. Well, I am sure that most of you, if not all of you, are aware that the broadcast wireless telegraphy bills have been torpedoed by the Labour left at the weekend just passed. It was the best piece of news that I have heard in some time. I am now hopeful that it will never be back in the Dáil during the period of this government. We have to get going on now to getting an EEC and Council of Ministers directive for the 11 metre band. The SMECI will be examining some new developments by way of frequency allocations and the future demise of some others. A submission to support the resolution now before the European Parliament has to be formulated during the next few weeks. In recent news bulletins, I have asked you to send in your views on CP Radio to PO Box 1387. This has not happened. Am I supposed to think that you don't have any views on the matter? I know differently. I think what the problem is that you don't know how to formulate your ideas. Submission. When the submission has been completed, we will release it on this news bulletin and you'll know what exactly we are seeking for future TV radio. For instance, TVI should be diminished with the use of a new set. We have some prices to hand and they seem to be very reasonable. A large range of accessories have also been suggested, from antennas to power supplies and others such as frequency counters. Brochures will be to hand later this year, and it will be interesting to see at first hand what the new products will look like. No appointments have been made at this stage of distributors, but we intend to get in touch with the manufacturers to ensure that car buyers will not get their hands on these new radios. Remember in the old days of TV radio, the large cost of purchase of sets, antennas and equipment, which, as we are prone to say,